Now, we have been working in this year. This is the year that I said 2015 is going to be the year becoming fishers of men. And so we started a series called Reaping God's Benefits, also known as Becoming Fishers of Men, so that you understand where that goes. And what that means, because that's a biblical term, becoming fishers of men, it doesn't always make sense to people. What does that mean? But what it really means is taking people out of the world of living just by how the world works and bringing them into the kingdom of God so they can live according to the way that God had promised and fulfilled for them, meaning they can live under the blessing. They can live a life of victory in all ways and have blessing in their life at all times. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And so that's what this series has been about us developing the traits and the characteristics so that we can become fishers of men, so that we have the ability to go out into the world and see people of the world, but tell them the good news about God and what God has provided for them, so that we can bring them into the kingdom and they can have the victory also. So we can share in that.
Amen.
And so that's what we've been learning, those traits and those characteristics, and how to put that out into the world in a great way so that people can receive it. Now, part one of this series was about love. Part two was about forgiveness, and love and forgiveness go very close together if you remember those two series. And part three was being of the kingdom of God, not of the world. So being of the kingdom of God. Today I want to talk about distributing the power. This is part four, distributing the power. And we are to distribute, if we are going to become good fishers of men, if we are going to reap the benefits of God and help other people to reap the benefits of God, we have to distribute God's power out into the world. We have to distribute the power of God out into the world. Now, the power of God is working through us and has come upon us, but we can also share it with other people. Now, that power is known in the Bible as being anointed. You will remember that Jesus, when he came, he was anointed. He was known as the Anointed One. So it was Jesus, the Anointed One, or Jesus Christ. Christ means the Anointed One, the one where the Spirit of God is upon. Is the Anointed One. That's how you were anointed. The Spirit of God is upon you. But if Jesus had just come, brought that power, which is the anointing, the Spirit of God, if he just brought that and then he had left, we would not have that power of God. If we do not have the power of God or the anointing of God, the Spirit of God upon us, we cannot overcome the problems in our life. We can't do it on our own. We can't overcome those difficulties. We need the power of God in our lives. But we have to, so it wasn't enough for him just to come and then to leave. He had to also be able to distribute the power to the people so that they now could have that anointing. So the Anointed One, and we know he was anointed because if you remember, something happened when he was baptized by John the Baptist. He came up out of the water. And now the Spirit of God, it says, descended down upon him and stayed on him. And that was significant. Remember, John the Baptist was told by God that he will know the one that the Spirit remains on. That's him. Before that time, the Spirit of God would descend or rest upon somebody for a little while and then leave them. Those were prophets of God and men of God. The Spirit would come down and kind of rest on them and then leave. While the Spirit was resting upon them, they would prophesy and they would do incredible feats because the Spirit, the power of God was upon them. But then the Spirit of God would leave them. With Jesus, the Anointed One, meaning that Spirit has come down, not only resting upon him now, but within him. The Spirit of God is within him and working through him. And now he can perform all these miracles and the power, and we see what the power of God can do, what the anointing can do. Now we can look in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, and here's what Jesus says. He is reading from a prophecy. And he said, reads this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." All right, so what's he say at the beginning there? He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." The Spirit of God is upon him. And then the next line he says, "Because he has anointed me." He's anointed. That is the power of God when we receive that anointing. The Spirit of God, we are anointed. And now what does he do once he has the Spirit of God upon him? The next line says, "To preach the gospel." In other words, to share the good news. And that anointing, why do we want that power? Because that power of God, that Spirit of God, that anointing is what breaks every single chain. It breaks every single barrier. There's nothing that can stand against you or hold you back in any way when you have the anointing of God upon you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So we need that anointing in our life. It wasn't enough for Jesus just to come down, be the anointed one, and then leave. We have to receive the anointing. Now, when we receive Jesus into our hearts, we receive the anointing. When we say, "Jesus, come into your heart, my heart, I believe you. I believe that you were God. You came down on the earth. You fulfilled all things. You conquered all things. You have power over all things. Come into my heart." He brings the anointing. He brings the Spirit of God into you. You now have the Spirit of God, meaning you now are the anointed. So the anointed one has now anointed you. You have the anointing, meaning you have the power of God now inside of you, meaning you can do all the same things to break those chains. Nothing can hold you back. Sickness has no power over you. Poverty has no power over you. Darkness has no power over you. I'm telling you today that that anointing is breaking all things. There is no darkness that can stand against you because you have the light of God on the inside, the Spirit of God in you. And that is the power that we need on this earth. Say amen to that. Okay, so this is why we need this to be a part of becoming fishers of men. Because if we're going to be fishers of men, it's not enough just to talk to people. We have to distribute the power.
Amen.
We've got to distribute the power of God. Because if we didn't have the power of God in our life, we would have no power over anything that comes against us in our life. We wouldn't be able to overcome it if we did not have his power. And the same thing is true for the people out there in the world. They're struggling and in difficulty because they need the power of God on the inside. They need the Spirit, the anointing upon their lives. They need to have that anointing, and us as fishers of men have to go out and share, distribute. Remember, Jesus said to preach the gospel. That's his way of saying to share the anointing. Because when people hear that gospel, they believe, and then they can receive the anointing too. They can have the power. So the anointed one is here to put the anointing upon you, but you've got to go out as fishers of men and share the anointing. Tell them about the gospel. Tell them the good news. Tell them what God has done so that they can have that anointing. If they don't have the anointing upon their lives, they will always, always, always struggle. They won't be able to overcome sickness. They won't be able to walk in the blessing of God. They won't be able to overcome the poverty. They won't have the supernatural power and strength to overcome whatever comes against them like you do. They need that in the world. They need that. And so you as fishers of men need to go out and distribute the power.
Amen.
Distribute the power of God by sharing and having them to receive Jesus. Now, here's something interesting, you know, that I was talking to God about earlier in the week. And there's a friend of mine. And, you know, as I was always telling you guys, it's important for us to develop our personal relationship with God. Golden Heart is all about your personal relationship with God. If you can hear from God and you're speaking to God, everything will be all right. Why? Because the Spirit of God, the anointing is inside of you, and you can hear his voice, and he can lead you into greater things, and he'll never steer you wrong. But earlier this week, I was talking to this lady that I know, a friend of mine, and she's pretty good sometimes at hearing the voice of God. But then there are other times where I will notice that rulers of darkness will begin to speak to her, or her own ego will get in and start to speak to her, and she cannot distinguish the difference between God's voice or the rulers of darkness or her own ego. She doesn't recognize it. And so she'll be telling me what she has received, and I right away recognize, I'm like, no, that's not God. That's, no, God wouldn't say that. No, that's not correct. That's not in alignment with the kingdom of God. I notice immediately. But she doesn't notice. And yet she's got a really good heart, and she's really good at hearing from God when she's hearing from Him. So I started asking God, why? Why is she not able to distinguish or differentiate when she's hearing from God and when she's not? Because I can tell God. How come she can't notice also? And what He said to me is, He said, because she's not regularly hearing my word taught or preached. And if you want to know and be in the kingdom of God and know His words, somebody's got to teach you. Say amen to this.
Amen.
Somebody's got to teach it, preach it, or speak it to you so that you can know what God has said, what His word is, what His promises are. You have to have that. Now listen to this. This is Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this is how we are strengthening the faith. We need to be hearing the word of God. Somebody has to be saying what God said. If you're not hearing on a regular basis, and this is why it's so important to get here on Sundays, because if you're not hearing on a regular basis what God is saying, then you're not receiving those words. If you're not hearing the word of God, which are the promises of God, His word is His oath, when it says word, His promises, if you're not hearing that, then you're not knowing what He has planned for your life. You're not knowing what is possible. You're not knowing how incredible what God has created for you is. You don't get to see it, meaning you don't have faith for it. And if you don't have the faith, now you can't believe for it. And as a result of this, you do not activate the anointing. See, the anointing, the power of God is already on the inside of you, but to activate it, we need to be hearing the word of God. Somebody's got to be teaching you or telling you or preaching to you what the word of God says, because by hearing, it says, hear by and hearing by the word of God. We've got to hear the word of God, and as when we hear the word of God, then faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we've got to be hearing the words of God in order for our faith to be built. Here my friend wants to, on the one hand, wants to be in the kingdom of God and always hearing from God. But on the other hand, because she hasn't heard my words when I said, come on out on Sunday, she doesn't come out on Sunday. And as a result of that, she doesn't get to hear somebody teach, preach, or speak about the word of God. Unless she's visiting with me. But she needs more than that. She needs more to hear the word of God more often than that to strengthen her faith, so that she can believe. Now, where this ties in for you guys is, as fishers of men, if you want people to receive the anointing, and they receive that when they receive Jesus, the next step is you've got to two choices. You've got to, one, either be speaking the words of God to them, teaching, speaking, or preaching to them so that they can hear the words of God so that it activates the anointing. Let me explain that a little bit. The anointing's already on the inside. The Spirit of God is on the inside, but the Spirit of God can lie dormant in us. It can lie dormant in our lives. Some people have had it 20 years, 40 years, 100, well, I don't know that 100 years, but they've had it a long time is what I'm saying. And because it's been inside of them, lying dormant and never activated, it has not come out to produce what God said it could do. It has not produced the power. The power has not been switched on. So we have the anointing, but now we've got to switch it on. It's switched on by hearing the word of God. When you begin to hear the promises of God, when you begin to hear what God has said about you and about your life, something gets stirred up. You can feel that when you come here on Sundays. You suddenly were like, oh, wow, I can do great things. You suddenly say, whoa, I've got power to change situations. Whoa, wait a minute. That sickness has no power over me. I have power over it. Why? Because you're suddenly hearing the words, what God has said, His promises, and now the anointing gets activated. The Spirit of God gets activated and it gets stirred up. So we have to hear the Word of God through His Word. We have to hear that preached or spoken about or taught so that it now can activate the anointing. When it gets activated, now the power is switched on. It's like a nuclear reactor. If it's not turned on or activated, there's incredible potential of power there, but if it's never turned on, it's not going to produce anything. Now when it gets turned on, and what's happening here is as we hear what the promises of God are, as we are hearing what the Word of God is saying, as we are hearing it, now our faith. What is faith? Let's read what faith is. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So our faith gets activated when we hear the words of God, because it's about hope. It says, the substance of things hoped for. Another way to think about that is when you start to hear the words of God, a picture gets to be painted in front of you of what your life can be, of what God has said your life can be. That means you start to dream. You start to envision or dream, this is what I'm capable of. This is who I really am. You start to see the picture unfold as you hear what God is saying. And as you see that picture of, wow, my life could be really, really incredible, you begin to believe this is possible. See, you now have the hope. You have the vision. You have the dream of what your life can be because you have heard the words of God. And in the hearing of the words of God, the hope begins to rise and open. It begins to change your perception. Now, up to that point, if we're not hearing those words of God, what we're believing for our life is only what we can imagine. Only what we can see. We can look in the mirror and whatever you think, oh, maybe that's possible. I'm not sure if I can do that. I don't have the experience or the training to do that, but it'd sure be nice if I could do that. And you start to hope, but your hope is so small. It's just barely beyond what you know. But when you hear the words of God, it stretches. It stretches your imagination. And it stretches the limits of possibility because now we bring in the supernatural. We bring in that anointing and that power of God. And now what you are seeing, you can see what God has created your life to be so much greater than what you could have imagined. But you've got to hear the words of God for that to be stretched. Now, this is also true of those people who you are sharing that anointing with. You are distributing the power, the anointing of God, but you've got to activate it. You've got to get them to activate. So I said one was for you to speak, teach, or preach. The other is, number two is, get them here. Get them here. You didn't hear that. Get them here. Get them here so that they can hear the preaching, the teaching, and the speaking of the Word of God. See, they can't break out of their limitations of what they're believing until they hear what God has said. Then they can begin to hope, have faith. They can begin to hope for something they don't see yet in their life. It's not seen. It's not evident. It hasn't been produced yet. But they can begin to hope for something greater. They can begin to believe for something greater. They can begin to dream for something greater in their life. We need a great dream. We need a great dream in our life in order to have a great life. Amen. Nobody ever lived a great life without having a great dream. Say amen to that. Nobody ever lived a great life without having a great dream. And sometimes our dreaming is small because we don't believe in ourselves or we don't think we have the possibility or the potential. But God knows that we have incredible potential because He created us. And God is believing big time for you to have an amazing dream. And He is talking about what He is dreaming for your future and your potential and your possibility and what He knows your life is.
Amen.
What He knows your life is. Not what it could be, not what it might be, not what you hope it will be, but He knows what the life is. How do we receive that? We receive it by hearing the Word of God. The people in the world that have the anointing need to activate the anointing. They activate the anointing by hearing the Word of God. It stirs up the spirit. It begins to paint the picture, the vision. You begin to see the dream of what you're capable of. And now you have faith. You have hope. You have the dream. And now you begin to believe for that dream. And everything you speak is towards that dream. That's how those people that had incredible dreams for their life, they were seeing it. It was not seen in the physical. It was seen in their hope, in their dream. And they were believing that it could happen. And everything they said and everything they did was in alignment with that dream. God has given us a far greater dream than any person could ever dream. Say amen to that. And all we need to do is be able to hear the words of God. And when somebody is speaking to you or teaching you or preaching to you about the word of God, that dream is expanding. The limits of possibility are being broken. So for us to be good fishers of men, we need to, number one, distribute the power. But number two, we need to help them to activate the power. The power's no good if it's not activated. Great. They have the power inside of them, but we got to turn it on. And we got to turn it on by speaking. Now, a lot of times when I say to you guys, well, go out there and speak the words of God, in our society today, it's become politically incorrect to speak about God. How convenient. Because the way we're going to give somebody the power to overcome the problems in their life is by speaking the words of God. And now the world has said, no, 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 you can't speak the words of God because that's not politically right to speak about God. So what is the world saying? The world is effectively trying to tell you, do not activate the power of God. Do not speak the words of God. And they know this because if you speak the words of God, you will set people free. What did Jesus said? He said, He has sent me to heal the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Liberty, to set free the people who are in bondage and chains. We want to break them out of the system that they're in. We want to break them out of that system. And we break them out of that system by speaking the words of God. But the system of the world is telling us, don't speak the words of God. Of course they're saying that. Wouldn't they say? Of course they would say that. They say don't speak that because that's the power to set the people free. So that they can be liberated. So they can be blessed. So they can have an incredible life. That's where we want to go. So don't get caught up in the politically incorrect. You need to be speaking the words of God. Now, I really believe there's always a loving and gentle way to share the word of God. I don't think you have to go in like a bull in a china shop. And I've seen it done that way. I don't think you have to use the Bible sledgehammer. You know, I don't think that's the way. I have found, and recently I've really been noticing this, that I'm talking to people with different beliefs who don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in the traditions of you know, everything that God has talked about. And yet, I'm still able to speak to them about what I see the truth being. And I'm still able to share with them how liberating it is when you can receive the power that is Jesus. Now, when you start to talk about it in the right words, people are receptive. Now, why is that? Because people want something better for their lives. They already are hoping for something. They may not know what that something is. But they do know, I don't like where my life is. I don't like where my life is going. And I want my life to go somewhere else. I just don't know how. So if you, in a loving way, in a gentle way, start to speak words of truth. We don't have to mince those words. We speak them truthfully, because they're no good if we mince them, if we twist them, if we water them down. They're no good. They're not going to help to activate that person. They're not going to help that person to receive the anointing. So we can speak them plainly, but with love. And we can speak them in such a way that they want to receive them because they need the hope. They need that faith. When we start to hear that, now great things can happen. The story of David and Goliath, do you know it? Have you heard it before? This is a great story talking about a young man, nothing more than a teenager, but he takes on a giant. This young man does not have training in battle or in war, and yet the giant has training since his birth in war. He has been a soldier all his life, and he is a champion, meaning the best warrior of the entire army of the Philistines. He's not just some schmo out there. He's the best guy. He is a champion in their eyes. And yet, a mere teenager, without the training, comes up against a giant. And what does he? How does he get victory? It's very clear, because when he comes to Goliath, David says, "You come out against me with a sword and a spear, but I come out against you with the living God."
Amen.
So what is he saying? Another way David's saying that, he's saying, "I am anointed." And if you remember earlier, before he encounters Goliath, the prophet Samuel anointed David to be king over Israel. He has the anointing. We're talking about that same power. The anointing is upon him. He has faith now too. When he comes to Goliath, he's not saying, "Gee, I sure hope I can do this." He has faith that the power of God, he has stirred it up, is activated. The power of God is what's going to kick your butt, Goliath, is what he is saying. That's the power that we have right here. So he's been anointed. You've been anointed.
Amen.
He's got faith that he can defeat whatever giant comes into his life. You've got faith. And how did you get that faith? By hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. The same thing is true for those people out there in the world. They need to be hearing the word of God so they can have the faith. They need to be anointed, have the power, but the power needs to be activated by hearing the word of God. Get stirred up so that now they have faith. They have a dream in their mind. Our job as fishers of men is to share that. Why? Because when we give that to people, when we distribute that and share that with people, they can conquer any giant in their life.
Amen.
They can conquer every giant in their life. It doesn't matter if their giant is a mortgage. Doesn't matter if their giant is a stack of bills. It doesn't matter if their giant is cancer. It doesn't matter if their giant is poverty. It doesn't matter what their giant is. The anointing power of God is what we have. And it is a supernatural power. It is a power that can break everything and kill every giant in a single blow. Say amen to that. This is the anointing that we have, and this is the power that we distribute. You distribute that power unto the world. You distribute that power unto the world, and then you have the faith, you have the belief to speak the words of truth. And the words of truth will help people like my friend to be able to hear God all the time. And when she can hear God all the time, nothing can stand in her way, because she can defeat the giants that try to come against her. Say amen to that. And you can defeat the giants that come against you. And whoever we distribute and share this with, which should be everybody, as we share it, they too will overcome the giants that stand in their life. In Jesus' name, amen.